Zohar, Chok L'Yisrael, Day 3, Parshas Vayechi, page 229b, an excerpt. Hamalach HaGoel Simi Kol Roi Yivorechas HaNo'orim. The angel redeemed me from all bad. So bless the lads. And the angel here is referring to the Shekhinah. Why is the Shekhinah called an angel? Because the little world for angel is Malach, which means a Shliach, a messenger. And the secret behind the concept of the Shekhinah, the divine presence, is a drawing of Hashem's light as a messenger from the worlds above, the realm above, which is completely above us, where we cannot relate to because it's too infinite, come and constrict, relate to us, and give us a message, which means connection, relationship to Hashem. And there are certain places where the Shekhinah is called Malach. In those specific places, you have to understand why specifically over there the Shekhinah is referred to in this way. So based on the Zohar's explanation, we'll understand that B'ezrat Hashem. So Yaakov Avinu was praising Hashem, who saved him, and through that koach, blessing the children of Yosef. B'chiyah Pasach, Rabbi Chiya opened the discourse, the pipeline of Torah, from above. Omar, and he said, revealing below, Mishle, Proverbs 19, Bayis v'hon nachas avos, a house and wealth is the inheritance of fathers. V'chi nachas avos inhu. So Zohar asked, is it inheritance of parents? V'kot shebrichu yoav kula l'barnash. Behold, the blessing be, Holy One, blessed be he. Gives everything to a person. So what is the verse saying? Ella, rather, the kivin achsin beis lebanosh. Once he inherits the house to a person, mizonah and sustenance, the zimna the achsin kula lebri. The zimna at times he inherits all to his son, v'he achsana davos, and the inheritance of the fathers, which means that Hashem gives things to a person sometimes, does things the world through other people. It's one of the mediums, one of the avenues, on the channels which he gives things. However, O Me Hashem, the verse continues, Me Hashem Yishom Haskolas. From Hashem is an enlightened woman. Begin the Eitzah, because a woman, Kad Achsen Lei Barnosh, when a person inherits it, Me'im Kutcher Brichu Achsen Le. He inherits her from Hashem, meaning directly from Hashem. Toho Lo Yachsen Lo Kutcher Brichu Barnosh, because the Holy One, blessed be, he does not inherit her to a person. Ella, inheritance means like a flow from one level to another, just like from parents to children. Kad machrizin alei brekia, except when they proclaim about it in the heavens. Kekutcher b'chu mezavik zivugin. The blessed be, he makes unifications, he makes shiduchim. Adlein lo yisinam before they come to the world. Kad zachi b'anosh b'fum of dehon. And when people are married, according to their deeds, yavu lon itza, he gives them a woman. Kulo is galian kamei de kutcher brichu, and all revealed before Hashem, who is who. In this world, we don't know who's who, who's really the zivik of who, and who really belongs to who. But everything is revealed before Hashem. Ulfum of din de zakoin, and according to the meritoriousness of their deeds, hachi mezavik zivugin, thus he mates people, pairs mates. Zimnin kos likul beklitin. A time when they go up in difficult ways, asti hava nosh orche, a person turns away his way, chas shalom, which means if he sins, especially in lack of shmir sabris, so salg zivuge la'achrab, they take his mate for someone else, ad yachshur of doi, until he kosherizes his deeds, means until he does tshuva, kad yachshur of doi, when he kosherizes his deeds, ad yizmati zimne. Or the time came, sometimes a person just doesn't get his zivug, not because he did anything wrong, but it was just whatever reason from heaven, it was just meant to be at a certain time in his life. In the meantime, until that time comes, it could be that someone else could take her beforehand. So then, istachi gaver, mikami gaver, a person is pushed away before a person. Vasi haiva not to the lane, this one comes and takes what belongs to him. Some guy, however, he might have davened for it. It might have been some special tikkun for whatever reason he got a certain woman. Then the time comes for the other guy, who she really belongs to take her. So this guy either dies or something happens that they have to get divorced or something in order that this guy should take her who she really belongs to. So kashi kami kutcher brichu mikula. And this is hard before Hashem more than anything. Adachi banosh mikami gavra achra. To push a person away before someone else. Of course, once someone is settled in a situation, like to uproot them from the situation, But nonetheless, as if it were, Hashem has to do it. Of course, there's very, very, very deep things and awesome things that are behind all this. First of all, we see that the idea of the Zivug is something very, very directly from Hashem, that Providence, even though normally operates through messengers and angels and intermediaries and channels, when it comes to this issue, it's one of the things that Hashem does directly and implements directly. As the Zohar said over here, in this verse itself, and also we have to still to connect with this, the other teaching of the rabbis, that we learn out from Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, from three parts of the Torah, of the written Torah, from the Torah, the words of the prophets and the writings, that a woman is from Hashem. And this is one of the verses. There's a verse, Mishem Yishom Askolas, that woman is from Hashem, is from the writings, from Ksuvim, we learn out also. From the other parts of the Torah, it's directly from Hashem. So this means to show us there's a very, very direct, special level of providence involved over here. And what Hashem does in these things of Zivugim, like the Mura says, the time basically is destroyed, Hashem sits all day and mates people. So what's the pshat? Because everyone is written on the throne of glory, Kisei Kavod of Hashem, with their mate. His soul root, and Beis HaMikdash is the implementation, reflection of the Kisei Kavod, throne of glory in this world. So Beis HaMikdash is standing, all the wires and the cables are hooked up and functioning, so therefore it's easy and natural for a person to get his right mate. After the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the whole system is like blown, short-circuited, out of kilter, and it's very hard because of that people to find any mate, or if they find someone, to find the right one, they find someone that's good and the right one, but not necessarily the one. And as if it were, Hashem has to sit all day, meaning to straighten out his own system that he made, to straighten this whole mess out. And one of the ways, one of the secrets of divine providence within this whole system that the Zohar reveals to us, is that sometimes someone is set aside for someone, and until that time comes, or until the person is ready, or until the person merits, someone else can actually take her. Then when the time comes, that person who took her is pushed away either through dying or through something comes up. In this world, it looks like that, and they have to get divorced, and the real person who she's meant for takes her. And it's very, very deep secrets of divine providence why Hashem does this in the world. The Zohar says, as if it were, it's hard for Hashem, it's hard for Hashem, so why does he do things like this? It means that there's a certain very deep level of a tikkun, a rectification, why Hashem specifically sets up things like this in a way, in such a way. Vitaman, if you'll say, Isha maskelas v'lo achra, an enlightened woman, not someone else. In other words, sometimes there could be a bad woman. We see people sometimes had bad wives and picked husband, and does that mean that wasn't from God? Tochazi, come and see. Avogav the kutcher bichu has been tov in the banosh. Even though he must be, he sets up good things for a person. The mayor of lay to give to him, who asked the yorchoi in kutcher bichu, and he turns his way away from the must be. The gabi sitra achad to the other side. Mehal sitra achad is davik bay. From that other side, he's attached to yesi lay mandi yesi bekol kedrugin v'chol bishin. Will come to him. What comes to him from all accusations and all bad things. It doesn't come from long blessed be. That other side that he was attached to, in uvdin the oven, those deeds that he did. So this is what the Zohar is revealing. We have a pasuk in Eichel Lamentations, "Pl yon lo teitse rose." From the mouth of the Supernal One comes not out any bad. So if something comes to a person that is bad, it's not that Hashem, to his providence, gave it directly to the person. The person turned away from his connection to Hashem's revealed light, the world from revealed connection to Hashem. He turned to another place which is called the other side, the mafia. He himself petitioned them, he paid them to do a job for them, he associated them, did business deals with them. And because of that, automatically he suffers the consequences and difficult things come to him. And from that place he could get a woman that's not fitting for him. That's important to point out over here, that when the Zohar says if a person has Isha Maskelas, Valdoa Itzad Loha Ihi Maskelas, and for a woman that's not enlightened, Korah al Dor Shlomo, so King Solomon's wisdom called upon this in Koheles and Ecclesiastes 7, and I find more bitter than death the woman. Begin the Chovoy de Banoshu Moshechale, Binan Uvdin de Ovid, because the sins of a person draws upon him in those deeds that he does. So this means one of two things. Either the person draws upon himself the wrong wife, and it's important to point out over here, this does not necessarily mean that intrinsically she is bad. I mean, it could be, but it could also be that intrinsically she's good, but just relative to him, the connection, the chemistry is bad. So he drew this upon himself, and that causes him the problems. Or it can even mean, even if somehow or another he married to the right zivik, the right wife, the right soul, the right soulmate, the right connection, through his sins he can actually make it bring down an energy to mess up the connection, the chemistry, and cause him to be bad for her so that he'll suffer from it. Again, this is caused by his sins. Because of this, when the Holy One, blessed be He, is excited about a person, begin Ovdoi the Kashrin, because of his kosher deeds, good things that he did, he asmanle into the he maskilis. He sets up for him a wife that she is enlightened. Enlightened means she's enlightened automatically to know and to feel and be good to him. The chemistry works and they make each other happy. And redeems him with redemptions from amidst the other side. And this is a very deep thing. We find sometimes a person, because of their root in the sin of Adam Rishon, or the place that the souls are drawn out of, that the zivig needs to be taken, that may soulmate needs to be taken out of the other side, the hands of the other side, as a spark, whether to be born into the world, or if there's born into the world, to take the zivig out of the negative forces in order that she should come to him, she should appreciate that he's the one. When a person does kosher deeds, Hashem will do this for him, and Hashem will redeem his zivik from the other side, which could again just mean redeeming her from the perspective, redeeming her from the wrong perspective of not understanding he's the right one, and bringing her to the redemption perspective of understanding that they're made for each other. Adomer Yaakov, and about this Yaakov said, Hamalcha goel see me kol ro, the angel redeemed me from all bad. Mami kol ro is mean from all bad. The lo is damnesle itzad ihi migo sitra achra. That it wasn't set up for him, a woman, that she's from amidst the other side. So he had four wives, and he was gambling each time, and Hashem made it work out that each time he hit the jackpot and he got exactly the right one. And again, this is because Yaakovina was perfect in Shmiras Abris, because that automatically is guaranteed that he got the best wife possible. But actually, it wasn't guaranteed, even though he himself was perfect, because the state of the world was imperfect, and Yaakov Vinu was a klolius in Shomi, he was for the sake of the whole world, the imperfection in the world caused by the sin of Adam could have chas v'shalom tried to cause that he got the wrong ones. We find also by Yitzchak, Avraham Avinu was concerned very much about him getting the right wife, even though he also was perfect in his guarding of the bris and his relationship to Hashem. Because of the situation in the world, it was questionable if he'd end up with the right one. That's how they specially thanked Hashem that he saved them from the imperfections of the world and gave them the right one to this able to help the world along, also reach his perfection. So he's saved from not to get a woman out of the Sitra Achra, which again could does not necessarily mean a woman who's bad. It could also just mean a woman that's bad specifically for this person because of the connection. Lo Arab Psul Bazari, and didn't happen a disqualification in his seat automatically. He's got the right wife, so it draws down the right souls, and everything is cool. The kulu tzadiki, that they're all righteous, v'shlimi, v'shlimu, and they're perfected with perfection. What does Zohar mean, they're perfected with perfection? Zohar Kodesh said they're perfect, perfected with perfection, eternal light and surrounding light, all levels. Begin this part, mikol ra, because he was saved from all bad. So where it says, nothing worse than a bad woman, a person, miklal lavatosh mehein, and yitov ruv, if he has a good woman, includes all types of good, all types of shlemus, all types of blessings, including that, as the Zohar brings a person merits to the Shekhinah rest upon him through his wife. So through this blessing of having the right connection and having good wife, he merits to all the blessings, and he's redeemed from all bad, and he has perfect resting of Shekhinah upon him, and this is how he's able to, the foundation, the arena, the vessel, the house for him to do all of his good things in the world, revealing Hashem's honor.